Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. The Environmental Protection Agency is canceling a grant used to monitor air quality at a refinery in northern Delaware. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the report.
The issue, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, is that environmental justice no longer aligns with agency policy. In a letter canceling a grant to monitor air quality at the Delaware City refinery, the EPA told the Clean Air Council that such considerations are, quote, no longer consistent with EPA funding priorities.
This grant was really about giving residents in Delaware City the tools and information they needed to protect themselves and their health from things like chemical releases during industrial fires.
That's Catherine Urbanowitz, Deputy Director of the Clean Air Council.
It's really fascinating to see this attempt to turn environmental justice into something scary or some kind of boogeyman. It's just directing resources where they're most needed, like to people who live right next door to a polluting facility that could give them cancer.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
The EPA and PBF Energy did not respond to a request for comment. The ACLU of Pennsylvania and the Education Law Center of PA is giving guidance to school districts and charter schools about the Department of Education's threat to cut federal funding to schools that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
In a letter to schools in the Commonwealth, the ACLU explains that the Department of Education misstated the law and made sweeping generalizations referring to things that are strictly state matters. Harold Jordan, ACLU PA Nationwide Education Equity Coordinator, says, for example, in Philadelphia, there's a standard Black History course that is part of the curriculum. That decision is made locally by the school district.
It is not a decision of the federal government. This is an attempt by the new federal government to interfere with what is essentially a local and state matter when it comes to what is taught in the classrooms and how it's taught in the classroom.
A correspondence from the Department of Education to schools reads, in part, educational institutions have toxically indoctrinated students with the false premise that the United States is built upon systemic and structural racism. It goes on to say that proponents of these discriminatory practices have attempted to further justify them, particularly during the last 4 years under the banner of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The ACLU's letter points out that most programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools are not only lawful, but that the elimination of these programs could be a violation of existing state and federal law and the First Amendment. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's been 5 years since Philadelphia Police Sergeant James O'Connor was killed in the line of duty while serving an arrest warrant to a homicide suspect in the city's Frankford neighborhood. Yesterday, a memorial service was held in the Northeast to remember the fallen hero. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, his son continues to honor his legacy.
Family and friends gathered inside the SWAT headquarters along State Road in the Northeast, where then-Corporal James O'Connor receives his final assignment to help detain a homicide suspect.
This is where Jimmy would want us to be today.
The unit was met by gunfire that day, and though O'Connor was wearing protective gear, a single bullet struck him between where his vest meets his flesh, killing him almost instantly, leaving his two children and wife Terry heartbroken.
Days like this are extra hard.
Terry spoke to the crowd about what the last 5 years have been like and how incredibly proud her Jimmy would be of their son, also named Jimmy, who now works as a canine officer. She says with a very protective dog named Corp after his dad.
That's his protector, and I can only hope that that he's safe out there, but he's very happy, and he loves it.
Terry says her family keeps pushing through the last 5 years without their beloved Jimmy, and her son, who's always wanted to be a cop, is carrying on the family legacy.
I believe it's a really unique situation that officer that was killed in the line of duty, his son is out there working right now. I respect that for him.
In the Northeast, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.